Welcome to At the Organ, a weekly show about the classical organ and its music, heard on organlive.com every Sunday or streaming from our website anytime. Just point your browser to attheorgan.com for more information. Now, let's hear what's happening this week at the organ.
Welcome to another edition of At the Organ. I'm your host, Jim Logue. Today is September 28th. We have several composers with anniversaries or birthdays this week, and we have music to honor all of them. But before we get into that, I want to ask you to keep our soldiers in your prayers. The situation in the Middle East sounds like it's going to be going on for quite some time, so I ask you to join me in praying for our men and women serving in the various divisions of the United States military. In their honor, I'd like to offer this selection. This is Dr. Jens Korndorfer performing the Charles Ives Variations on America. He recorded this back in 2013 at Spelman College in Atlanta, Georgia, on their Holt Camp Pipe organ. It was part of their annual Harold James Organ Recital series. Here's Dr. Korndorfer with Variations on America.
Thank you.
Music for the Troops on At the Organ. We're celebrating several important dates this week. One of the anniversaries this week is September 30th. It is the 323rd anniversary of the premiere of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart's opera, The Magic Flute. It premiered in Vienna at the Freihaus Theater auf der Weiden on September 30th, 1791. The selection we'll hear is a march that opens the second act of the opera, where a council of priests of Isis and Osiris enter. Herbert F. Ellingford transcribed this march for organ, and organist Nigel Potts edited for his recording done in 2002 for his album So Mote It Be. It was recorded at the Scottish Rite Cathedral in Detroit. This is the March of the Priests from The Magic Flute, Nigel Potts at the organ. Another anniversary is that of the death of noted Dutch Renaissance organist and composer Hendrik Justin Spee. He was born in 1575 and died October 1, 1625. He served as an organist at the Groote Kerk and Augustinenkerk in Dordrecht, a city in the western part of the Netherlands. In 1610, he composed a book of bassinia for the Genevan Psalter called De Salmen Davids. This was the first published work in the Netherlands for a keyboard instrument. Organist Calvert Johnson recorded Spee's composition of Psalm 42 on a 1990 Werner Bosch Opus 825 pipe organ at the Sharp Memorial United Methodist Church in Young Harris, Georgia. organ consists of two manuals, three divisions, 17 stops, 17 registers, and 21 ranks. Johnson was the Charles A. Dana Professor of Music and College Organist at Agnes Scott College in Atlanta, Georgia. He's performed in venues throughout the entire world. He recorded this selection in 1994, again composed by Hendrik Joosten Spy, Calvert Johnson at the organ, Psalm 42. You're tuned in to At the Organ. I'm your host, Jim Logue. This week, we celebrate a birthday. Happy 97th birthday to organist emeritus Dr. Francis Jackson, commander of the Most Excellent Order of the British Empire, born October 2nd, 1917. He is the former chorister at York Minster in England. He succeeded Sir Edward Burstow as the minster organist in 1946. He retired in 1982. Dr. Jackson has composed a great deal of music, both choral and instrumental. He also wrote a biography of Sir Edward Burstow, and Dr. Jackson wrote his own autobiography called Music for a Long While last year. One of Dr. Jackson's compositions, Impromptu Opus 5, was recorded by Chester Cathedral organist Philip Rushforth. Rushforth began his musical training as a chorister at Chester and became organ scholar in 1987. He now holds the position as director of music at the cathedral. He's recorded several albums, including the 2009 release Philip Rushforth Plays the Organs of Southwell Minster and Chester Cathedral, which includes the Impromptu, recorded on the Chester organ, which started life in 1842, built by Gray and Davison of London. It was rebuilt and enlarged in 1876, was rebuilt again in 1910 by William Hill and Son of London, and again in 1969 by Rushforth and Draper. It has a four-manual organ plus pedals and features 79 ranks of pipes. Again, Philip Rushforth on the Chester Cathedral organ, performing the Impromptu Opus 5, composed by Dr. Francis Jackson.
You're listening to At the Organ.
This Friday, October 3rd, is the anniversary of the death of one of Denmark's greatest composers, Carl August Nielsen. He died October 3rd, 1931. Nielsen was also a skilled conductor and violinist. He took after his mother, she was also a musician, and while his parents and some of his siblings emigrated to the United States, Carl stayed in Denmark. He joined a military band where he played signal horn and trombone. Now, he learned to play those instruments just so he could get that job. He was also an accomplished violinist, and he received a scholarship to the Copenhagen Conservatory. Nielsen later became second violinist for the Danish Royal Opera, where he worked for 18 years. Now, he didn't like much of the current music available to him. Eventually, he started composing his own works, which at the time stirred up some controversy for the status quo in Copenhagen. It wasn't until later in his life that his music became more popular. Eventually, the Danish government settled a small state pension on Nielsen in the early 1900s. He began to conduct and also to teach at the conservatory. In 1926, Nielsen suffered a major heart attack. Now, he never fully recovered and died of heart failure October 3, 1931. Carl Nielsen's two fantasy pieces, Opus 2, are two contrasting pieces originally written for oboe. The piece begins with a lyrical romance and concludes with a rhythmic and punchy Hilmeresque. Now, this selection is part one, the romance. It was recorded in 2012 by trumpet player David Kuhn on his album From the Mountaintop. It features organist Kendrick Mervine, who was organist at the Church of the Blessed Sacrament in Denver, Colorado, where this album was recorded. Kendrick and his wife Barbara direct the music and liturgy programs at the church. Again, David Kuhn on trumpet, Kendrick Mervine on the organ, playing the two fantasy pieces, Opus 2, Part 1, Romance, composed by Carl Nielsen.
Thank you.
I hope you've enjoyed this edition of At the Organ, a production of the Organ Media Foundation. Visit our website, attheorgan.com, to listen to this episode and past episodes. You can post comments and feedback on the show, and there are links to the various music, artists, locations, and events as mentioned on At the Organ. I'm Jim Logue. Have a great week.
At the Organ is a production of the Organ Media Foundation. For more information about supporting the foundation or sponsoring an episode of At the Organ, go to organmedia.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet you here next week at the Organ.